This Mishnah is again discussing a case of a kiveres. But this Mishnah is not discussing a case of a kiveres that's inside a house or inside the entranceway of a house. Instead, the kiveres is entirely outside the house. It's in the open air, and it's laying on its side. And we're discussing again a large kiveres which is not makabel tuma. And we're talking about a case where kiveres is a kli. It's undamaged, and it's perforated, so it's fit to be used as a beehive. And the din is that a kli is not chaytis b'fnei atuma. It would not stop a tumor from penetrating it. Ukizayas min ameis nasun tachteha o al gaba. A kizayas from ameis is either underneath the kiveres or on top of the kiveres. Kol shehu keneged hazayas tachteha ugaba tame. Any kli that's directly opposite the kizayas min ameis, either it's directly underneath it or directly on top of it, even if it's on the other side of the kli, it would become tame from the kizayas min ameis. If the tumor from the kizayas ben ameis would penetrate the kiveres, and it would go right through it and be metamic kelim that are on the other side of the kiveres, whether it's directly on top of it or underneath the tumor. The kosher eino keneged hazayas toicha tar. But any kli that's not directly keneged the kizayas ben ameis, it's a little bit over to the side, or any kli that's inside the kiveres would remain tar. As the tumor would penetrate the kiveres and be metamic kelim that are directly above or underneath it, as the tumor goes directly up and directly down, but it would not move to its side. So any kli that's not directly above or underneath the kiveres would remain tar, since the tumor does not travel to the side, only up and down. And any kli that's inside the kiveres itself would also remain tar, even if it's directly connected to the kizayas min ameis, as the kiveres protects content from becoming tameh, since the kiveres is a large kli that's not makabel tuma. B'taycha hakol tuma. A kizayas min ameis that's inside the kiveres itself, in such a case that the kiveres is in the open air and it's laying on its side, that kizayas min ameis would be matami everything. It would be matami all kelim inside the kiveres itself, as the tuma inside the kiveres would travel throughout the interior of the kiveres and be matami all kelim inside the kiveres, and it would also be matami all kelim that are on top or underneath the kiveres. As the tumor that's inside the kiveres, after it travels throughout the entire interior of the kiveres, it would also escape the kiveres through the perforations and be metamei kelim that are above and underneath the kiveres. This mission is discussing the same case as the previous mission, which is that the kiveres is not inside the house, nor is it in the doorway of the house. It's outside the house. It's under the open air. The only difference is that this case is talking about with the kiveres is a tefach above the ground. Tuma tachteha o agaba hakol tamei elotocha. If there's a tuma kedayas min ameis, either underneath the kiveres or on top of the kiveres, all kelim that are underneath and on top of the kiveres would become tamei, with the exception of kelim that are inside the kiveres. Those kelim would be protected and would not become tamei. And since the kiveres is a tefach above the ground, it acts as an oil, and the tuma that's underneath the kiveres would spread the entire length of the bottom of the kiveres. So therefore, if there's a tumor underneath the kiveres, all kelim underneath the kiveres would become tumah. And after the tumor spreads the entire length of the bottom of the kiveres, it would penetrate the kiveres and would be metame all kelim above the kiveres. As the kiveres is a kli and it's not chaytis b'fnei a tumah, it would not stop a tumor from penetrating it, so all kelim above the kiveres would become tumah. And the same thing would be true if there's a tumor on top of the kiveres. That tumor would penetrate the kiveres and be metamic kelim that are under the kiveres that are directly underneath the tuma. Now once it gets under the kiveres, since the kiveres is a tefach above the ground and acts as oil, it would spread the entire length of the kiveres. And once it spreads the entire length of the bottom of the kiveres, it would then penetrate the kiveres and be metamic the entire length of the top of kiveres, and all kelim that are above the kiveres would be tame, but the kelim that are inside the kiveres itself would be protected, as since the kiveres is not makabel tuma, it protects the kelim inside of it from becoming tummy. B'taycha hakol tummy. But if the tumor was inside the kiveres itself, in such a case, all kelim would be tummy, including the kelim that are inside the kiveres. And since the tumor is inside the kiveres itself, it spreads the entire interior of the kiveres and is metame all kelim inside the kiveres. And it would then penetrate the kiveres both to the bottom and to the top and be metame all kelim underneath and above the kiveres. Bamezvar mamurim. When do we say that the kiveres is not chaytis b'fnei a tumah, would not stop a tumah from penetrating it? That's only if it's a kli.
since a kli is not chaytik b'snei ha-tuma, it doesn't stop a tuma from penetrating it. So therefore, a tuma that's underneath or on top of the kiveres would penetrate it and be metamei kelim on the other side. Haysa p'chusa upakuka b'kash. But if the kiveres was damaged, it's no longer a kli, and the place where it was damaged was sealed with straw. Omach zekes arbam saw kidivrei chacham. Or if the kiveres was very large and it held 40 saw of liquid, and we were going according to the shita of the chachamim, who hold that a large kiveres that holds 40 saw is not considered a kli and is chaytik b'tnei ha-tuma. And even though until now, in all the previous mishnayos, when we discussed a kiveres, we were discussing a large kiveres that holds 40 saw of liquid. Yet we said it is considered a kli, even though it's very large and it's not makam l'tuma, and therefore it's not chaytik b'tnei ha-tuma. But now in this mishnah, the mishnah is telling us that there is another shita. There is Shita's Chachamim who argues with all the previous Mishnayos. And the Chacham holds that a large kiveres that holds 40 saw of liquid is not considered a kli, and therefore would be chaytik b'fnei ha-tuma, would stop a tuma from penetrating it. So therefore the Mishnah says that according to the Chacham, a large kiveres that holds 40 saw of liquid is not considered a kli, and would be chaytik b'fnei ha-tuma. So the din would be as follows. Kivayis me'ameis nasun tachteha. Kenegdo ara tahom tamit. If there was a kedayis me'ameis underneath the kiveres, kelim that are underneath it, until the tahom, until the depth, would become tamit. As the tuma would go down to the depth, but it would not rise up and be metamic kelim above the kiveres, as would go according to Chacham who hold that a large kiveres is chaytik b'fnei ha-tuma, it would stop a tuma from penetrating it. Or we're talking about a damaged kiveres that is no longer considered a kli, and therefore is chaytik b'fnei ha-tuma. So only kelim underneath the tuma would become tamei. Even if those kelim are underneath the ground, the tuma would penetrate the ground and be metamei those kelim. But kelim above the kiveres would remain tar. The tuma would not penetrate the kiveres itself. Al gaba kenegdo ada rakia tamei. If there was a tuma above the kiveres, kelim that are above the tuma up to the sky would become tamei. But kelim underneath the kiveres would remain tar, since we're going according to Chacham who holds that a large kiveres is no longer considered a kli, or we're talking about a damaged kiveres that is no longer considered a kli, so the tuma would not penetrate the kiveres, and therefore the kelim underneath the kiveres would remain tar. B'teicha ein tamei ela teicha. If there was a tuma inside the kiveres itself, then only kelim inside the kiveres would become tamei, as the tuma would travel throughout the interior of the kiveres, the metamei the kelim that are inside the kiveres, but it would not escape the kiveres from the metamei kelim that are above and underneath the kiveres, since the kiveres is not considered a kli, it would be chaytik b'fnei ha-tuma, would stop a tuma from escaping the kiveres. Chaytik avorim in ha'aretz tefa. Tuma tachteha, tachteha tamei. If the kiveres was a tefach above the ground, again, we're talking about a kiveres that is not a kli, or is damaged, or is a large kiveres according to Chacham who holds that is not a kli. That's a tefach above the ground. If there's a tuma underneath the kiveres, then all kelim underneath the kiveres would become tamei, as the kiveres acts as an oil. But since it acts as an oil, since it's tefach above the ground, the tuma travels throughout the length underneath the kiveres. So therefore, all kelim underneath the kiveres are tamei, even if it's not underneath the tuma. But the tuma would not penetrate the kiveres in the metamic kelim that are inside the kiveres or above the kiveres, since the kiveres is not a kli, it's chaytik b'fnei ha-tuma. The teicha, teicha tamei. If there was a tuma inside the kiveres, then any kelim that are in the interior of the kiveres would become tamei. The tuma would travel throughout the interior of the kiveres, but would not escape the kiveres from the metamic kelim that are above or underneath the kiveres. Al gaba kenegdo ad harakia tamei. If there is a tuma on top of the kiveres and any kelim above the tuma up until the sky would become tamei. The tuma would travel upwards, but it would not travel downwards, as the kiveres, which is not a kli, would be chaytik b'fnei ha-tuma and stop the tuma from traveling down and penetrating the kiveres.